you see it, Babylon bound to fall. And like a crab in a barrel, Babylon a whole way down. And yeah, guy, but said the sun will shine, and it stands for all. See, and no one must suffer this way. Babylon, all the youths them gone astray. Babylon a burn, Babylon a burn right now. Babylon a burn, Babylon a burn, Babylon a burn right now. Don't look the road, it's a dirty, dirty road, it's a dirty, dirty Babylon road. Don't look the road, it's a dirty, dirty road, it's a dirty, dirty Babylon road. Don't look the road, it's a dirty, dirty road, it's a dirty, dirty Babylon road.
Listening to RadioValencia.fm, and we're here in the studio. Oh my god, we're here in the studio, and there's a rainbow. My god, there's a rainbow above the mixing console, above the mixer. There's two rainbows. There's two rainbows above the mixer. Oh my god. There are two rainbows above the mixing console. Hold on a second. Hold on. Oh my god. There's two. No, wait a minute. Hold on, wait a minute. Rick, is this some kind of joke? Wow, they're real. These are really two rainbows over the mixing console here at Radio FM. What does it mean? Oh my god. Oh my god. What does it mean? How could it be? Oh my god. I can't believe. I can't believe this bit has come all the way from the internet to radio. And the. Oh my. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh my god, I can't believe it. What does it mean? If I'm doing this stupid joke, what does it mean? What does it mean? Oh my god. Two rainbows. Two rainbows over the mixing console.
Let's all sing God Bless America. Okay?
back in gear. And boy, this best some louse game, 'cause ain't nobody here will take the blame. They tell me things will be better after a while if I'll hold my head up and try to smile. But brother, ain't this sun crying shame? The price is jumping up and wages stay the same. I went down to the store for a can of beans. Lord, such prices I ain't never seen. I just reached over on the shelf. Has changed, as you well might know. And the price you see now, it won't last. If you want that can better, grab it fast. I'd trade my car just to get the rebate, so all my bill collectors wouldn't have to wait. But with my luck, there just ain't no doubt. When I walk in, the deal would run out. Man, if I live to be 110, and this thing called inflation rolls round again, I'll dig me a hole about 10 feet deep, then cover me up and go to sleep. Oh, dig me up when this mess is over.
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Fridays, Friday night from 10 to midnight, and beyond. Who knows how late we run? I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Feel me coming all night long. We've only just begun. I got all sorts of new dark shit for you, my man.
You ever dance with the devil in the moonlight?
I don't know what my attitude is. I'm trying to work on it all the time, you know. I'm drinking water tonight. That's pretty amazing. Water. It's really weird how your life changes. You know what I mean? Water. 4 years ago, opium. Isn't that weird? I mean, really. It's night and day. Night and fucking day. Some of y'all may remember me as a drinker. I was a weekend drinker. You know, I'd start on Saturday, end on Friday, and thought I was controlling it there. But I don't drink anymore. I don't do drugs anymore either than, I'd say, the average touring funk band. If I had to add it up. I don't do drugs anymore either. But I'll tell you something about drugs. I used to do drugs, but I'll tell you something honestly about drugs, honestly, and I know it's not a very popular idea. You don't hear it very often anymore, but it is the truth. I had a great time doing drugs. Sorry. Never murdered anyone, never robbed anyone, never raped anyone, never beat anyone, never lost a job, a car, a house, a wife, or kids, laughed my ass off, and went about my day. Sorry. Now, where's my commercial? Why don't I get a commercial? Why is it always that other guy that gets the commercial? I lost my job, then my house, then my wife, then my car, then my kids. Don't do drugs. Well, I'm definitely not doing them with you. Fuck! Man, you're bumming me out. Get him out of here. Who invited Mr. Doom over? Get that guy out of here. The guy by the dip. He's bumming everyone out. He hadn't stopped talking. I wish he'd lose his fucking voice. I mean, I've lost my car before. Okay. Found it the next day, you know, no biggie. I don't think that warranted a commercial. I lost my car, and nope, there it is by that dumpster. Forget it. See you tomorrow. You know, I've lost stuff. I'm not saying that. I knew we were in trouble in that damn egg commercial, that guy. I knew that was the government's take on drugs. You know, we're fucked, believe me. Here's your brain. I've seen a lot of weird shit on drugs. I've never, ever, 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 ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once, all right? I have seen UFOs split the sky like a sheet, but I have never, ever, ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once. I have had seven balls of light come off of a UFO, lead me onto their ship, explain to me telepathically that we are all one and there is no such thing as death. But I have never, ever, ever, ever looked at an egg, thought it was a fucking brain. Now, maybe I wasn't getting good shit. I admit it, I see that commercial, I feel cheated. Hey, where's the stuff that makes eggs look like brains? That sounds neat. Did I quit too soon? What is that, CIA stash? You see the guy in that commercial? The guy's got a beer gut. All right, this is it. Look up, man. This is your brain. I ain't doing this again. That's your brain. The guy's drunk doing the fucking commercial, man. Here's your brain. That's an act. That's a frying pan. That's a stove. You're an alcoholic. Dude, I'm tripping right now. And I still see that as a fucking egg, all right? I see the UFOs around it, but that is a goddamn egg in the middle. There's a hobbit eating it, but goddammit, that hobbit is eating a fucking egg. He's on a unicorn, but that's a fucking egg, yeah. How dare you have a wino tell me not to do drugs?
Why did you quit?
Why did I quit? Because after you've been taken aboard a UFO, it's kind of hard to top that, all right? You know, they have Alcoholics Anonymous. They don't have Alien Anonymous. Tell you what, though, going to AA meetings, which I have to do, but going there and hearing people talk about their fucking booze stories, you know, I'm sitting there. You know, I love the taste of gin. It's just so good. Fuck you. I've been on a UFO. Fuck off. I went drinking with aliens, you fucker. Shut up. I lost my wife. I lost an alien culture who wanted to take me to the planet Arcturus. Fuck you. I mean, I don't know if I've gotten the resentment, you know, forgiveness part down in the program, but... One day at a time. Oh, I just cannot, you know, believe in a war against drugs when they have anti-drug commercials on TV all day long, followed by This Bud's For You. I got news for you, folks. A1, alcohol is a drug. B2, and here's the rub, alcohol kills more people than crack, coke, and heroin combined each year. So, thanks for inviting me to your little alcoholic drug den here tonight. You fine, upstanding citizens, you. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Now, you know why? If I was going to have a drug be legal, it would not be alcohol. You know why? There's better drugs and better drugs for you. That's a fact. So you can stop your internal dialogue. Well, wait a minute, Bill. Alcohol is an acceptable form of social interaction, which for thousands of years has been the norm under which human beings have congregated and formed socialist grids, and they would congregate. Shut the fuck up. Your denial is beneath you, and thanks to the use of hallucinogenic drugs, I see through you. Pot is a better drug than alcohol. Fact, and I'll prove it to you. You're at a ball game, you're at a concert, someone's really violent, aggressive, and obnoxious. Are they drunk or are they smoking pot?
Drunk!
The one and only correct answer. Tell them what they want, Johnny. I've never seen people on pot get in a fight because it is fucking impossible. Hey, buddy. Hey, what? End of argument. Say you get in a car accident and you've been smoking pot. You're only going 4 miles an hour. Shit, we hit something. Forgot to open the garage door, man. Gotta get the garage door open so Domino's knows we're home. But I'll tell you the truth. I have never heard one reason that rang true why marijuana is against the law. That rang true now. I'm not talking about the reasons the government tells us, because I hope you know this. I think you do. All governments are lying cocksuckers. Yeah! I hope you know that. Good. I mean, marijuana grows everywhere. It serves 1,000 different functions, all of them positive. To make marijuana against the law is like saying God made a mistake. You know what I mean? It's like God on the seventh day looked down at his creation, said, there it is, my creation, perfect and holy in all ways. Now I can rest. Oh, my me. I left fucking pot everywhere. I should never have smoked that joint on the third day. If I leave pot everywhere, it's going to give people the impression they're supposed to use it. Shit. Now I have to create Republicans. So you see, it's a vicious cycle. And I'm not promoting the use of drugs, believe me. I'm not. I've had bad times on drugs, okay? I mean, look at this haircut. Fuck! I tell you, I live in New York now. I mean, I tell you, man, the war on drugs is definitely taking a ceasefire there. I mean, it's incredible. They sell drugs out loud on the streets. Heroin, 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 coke, 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 smoke, smoke. Heroin, heroin. Those guys bug the shit out of me. So I'm walking down the street one day. This guy's walking ahead of me, passes one of those dealers. He looks at him. He goes, heroin, heroin, heroin. I pass him. He looked at me. He goes, glue. I can afford heroin, you fucker. I'm doing laundry right now. As soon as my shirt's out of the cleaners, I'm coming back and buying some of that shit from you. He embarrassed me to death, all right? I was mortified. Clue. Fucker. Where's a bank machine? Come here. Come here, Mr. Dealer. Come here. I'm going to show you my balance. Then I'm going to buy heroin from that little kid across the street. Fuck you. New York's a rather tense town.
She spends too much time with herself every night, just fooling around with her fears. And in the morning she mourns her declining mind, drowning a bottle of beer. It's too dangerous, just think about what she might have been if she'd a sung for salvation, if she'd a danced on her dreams. But there's gonna be peace in the valley tomorrow, 'cause tonight she's gonna blow it all away. Lord, she feels so twisted, she ain't never gonna fix it. She's just waiting for the light to shine. Or a whore. He spends too much time riding on the white line to find the door. And if he did and he opened it, he'd find those letters in the hall. But he's too blind to read between the lines, 'cause the writing's on the wall. And there's gonna be peace in the valley tomorrow, 'cause tonight he's gonna blow it all away. Lord, it feels so twisted, he ain't never gonna fix it. He's just waiting for the light to shine on a brand new day. I'll let that light shine. But I need some company. You got that mystery. Oh, I need a plan. All I got is this compromise and a bag full of alibis. It's as empty as a bottle of whiskey in my shaking hand. That's right. But there's gonna be peace in the valley tomorrow, 'cause tonight I'm gonna blow it all away. Oh, I feel so twisted, I ain't never gonna fix it. Well, I'm just waiting for the light to shine on a brand new day.
Yeah, one more time for the people.
It's gonna be peace in the valley tomorrow.
That's right, that's right.
filthy loaves of love, filled with goo white as a dove. Must have been sent from heaven above.
Don't even take the rip.
4 inches long by an inch and an eighth by an eighth of an inch of yellows. Yummy cake. How I love you.
Straight from heaven.
Oh, how I love you. You're my Twinkie.
Who measures?
I love Twinkies. My license plate says hostess. I own 3/4 of their stock.
You know I do.
Though other people they may mock, I think they rock. I love you, Twinkie.
Talk to me.
Twinkie.
You know they do.
Filled
baby
with that white creamy goo.
Sweet Twinkie.
Oh, how I love you.
Yeah.
You're my Twinkie.
White goo, baby.
Twinkie.
Senseless brain, I sail a sea of hopelessness upon a ship of pain. I walk life's streets on aimless feet and reach out cold white hands. Answer questions people ask, but no one understands. I talk in mindless riddles, and I search to find life's key. Steal to keep my need alive as it devours me. Oh, but I've paid the price of wealth and boredom with a life that was given me. 'Cause I live in a house on nowhere street, in a town called LSD.
Yeah. rising high. It's the way that I survive. I'm the mountain, tell my tale. The greatest star is now for sale. I'm the seaside, I'm the waves, I'm the one that makes you crave. I'm the valley, I'm the hills, look at me. Long and hard, running out of time.
Here's a little number I wrote the other day while out duck hunting with a judge.
Quack.
Fuck you very much, the FCC. Fuck you very much for fining me. $5,000 a fuck, so I'm really out of luck. That's more than Heidi Fleiss was charging me. So fuck you very much, the FCC, for proving that free speech just isn't free. Clear Channel's a dear channel, so Howard Stern must go. Attorney General Ashcroft doesn't like strong words, and so he's charging twice as much as all the drugs for Rush Limbaugh. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you very much, dear Mr. Bush, for heroically sitting on your tush. For Halliburton, Enron, all the companies who fail, let's send them a clear signal and stick Martha straight in jail. She's an uppity rich bitch, and at least she isn't male. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you, dickhead Mr. Cheney too. Fuck you and fuck everything you do. Your pacemaker must be a fake, you haven't got a heart. As far as I'm concerned, you're just a pasty-faced old fart. And as for Condoleezza, she's an intellectual tart. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you very much, the EPA, for giving all Alaska's oil away. It really is a bummer when I can't fill my Hummer. The ozone's a no-go zone now that Arnold's here to say the nuclear winter games are going to take place in L.A. So fuck you all so very much. So what, the planet fails? Let's save the great white males. And fuck you all so very much.
Quack.